It's Wednesday, September 4th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Contrary to inaccurate reports last month that Leah Sheribu had been killed, she is alive and well. Sheribu is the Nigerian Christian teen who was kidnapped on February 19, 2018 by Boko Haram, the Muslim terrorist group. The brave teen refuses to convert to Islam, even as she has had her life threatened if she does not do so. According to Morningstar News, Garba Shehu, a Nigerian presidential spokeswoman, said Leah is, quote, alive, given assurances from our security agencies, and the government is committed to her safe return as well as all other hostages to their families. Instead of giving up, the government is moving forward the process that should hopefully yield her release by her captors, end quote. In July 2019, Boko Haram released a video in which Grace Taku, a kidnapped Christian aid worker, mentioned that Sheribu and three other Christian women had been killed in captivity. Apparently, she was forced to make that false claim to manipulate the government. In addition to praying for Leah and Grace's safe return, pray through Ephesians 3, verse 16 for those two, which says, I pray that out of God's glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Hurricane Dorian carved a path of destruction through the Bahamas yesterday, destroying or severely damaging 13,000 homes, according to Reuters. Aerial video recorded over the Bahamas' Great Abaco Island showed mile upon mile of flooded neighborhoods, pulverized buildings, upturned boats and shipping containers scattered like Lego toys. Many buildings that had not been flattened had walls or roofs partly ripped away. While its winds had diminished to a Category 2 storm, Dorian expanded in size and picked up speed yesterday. Forecasters said it would come, quote, dangerously close, end quote, in the next 36 hours to Florida's east coast, where more than a million people have been ordered evacuated. Watch Samaritan Purse's Edward Graham, Franklin Graham's son, appear on Fox News to talk about all the ways they're helping people in Barbados and those affected along the Atlantic coast. You can find that video link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. To help the Hurricane Dorian victims recover, make a donation now by calling 1-800-528-1980. That's 1-800-528-1980. A pregnant inmate named Diana Sanchez, who gave birth in a Denver County jail cell, is suing the Denver Sheriff Department and Denver Health Medical Center. Maureen Newman, Sanchez's attorney, was alarmed.
She immediately told a guard and later a nurse that she was in labor, that she had been experiencing contractions, that her water had broken, and ultimately that she was passing blood.
Newman's law firm provided edited surveillance video that shows Sanchez's struggle without help on the morning of July 31st, 2018.
We're talking about well over 5 hours that she was in hard labor, yelling for help, screaming in pain, and they simply failed to take her to the hospital. When a woman is forced to give birth in her cell all alone with no medical care whatsoever, feet away from a toilet in a cold, hard cell, it's unfathomable to me.
The Denver Sheriff Department has changed its policies to ensure that pregnant inmates who are in any stage of labor are now transported to the hospital. Facebook is censoring the pro-life group Live Action, claiming that its content is quote-unquote false news, end quote. And in a bizarre example of the wolf guarding the hen house, Facebook is using two abortionists as fact-checkers, reports the Christian Post. The pro-life group pushed back on Facebook's claim by citing the over 1,000 medical professionals who signed the Dublin Declaration on Maternal Health Care, which states that the, quote, purposeful destruction of the unborn child is not medically necessary to save the life of a woman, end quote. And approximately 2,500 others from the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists also agree. Live Action President Lila Rose said, quote, continued efforts to censor Live Action will have tremendous implications, not only for the pro-life movement, but for free speech in America, end quote. And finally, pop star Justin Bieber posted an extremely honest note to his 118 million Instagram followers about his life, his struggle with drug abuse and anxiety, and his faith in Jesus Christ, which ultimately led him through it all, reports FaithWire.com. Bieber opened up about how a meteoric rise to fame as a child launched him into a downward spiral of partying and drug abuse, causing him to withdraw from those who cared about him. In the end, he says it was only Jesus who could turn it all around. He said, quote, "As my talent progressed and I became ultra successful, it happened within a span of 2 years. My whole world flipped on its head. I went from a 13-year-old boy from a small town to being praised left and right by the world with millions saying how much they loved me and how great I was," end quote. With staggering wealth but no real life skills, Bieber found himself lost and confused. He said, quote,